多谢主又让我们来到祂的面前。
We thank the Lord that we're able to come into His presence once again.
我们读一处的圣经。
Let us read a passage in the Bible.
这一处的圣经，上一次同弟兄姊妹交通的时候，其实已经是读过。
Actually, we already read this passage before last time when I shared with brothers and sisters.
这些日子以来，我们一直同弟兄姊妹用一件事作为我交通的题目。
In these past days, I have used one thing as the theme of my sharing with brothers and sisters.
今朝早，我继续用呢一个题目嚟同弟兄姊妹交通。
This morning, I continue to use this theme in my sharing with brothers and sisters.
我记得应该系第五次用呢个题目同弟兄姊妹交通嘅。
I recall this ought to be the fifth time I use this theme in fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
我哋睇启示录第二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章嘅第四节同埋第五两节。
Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
找到的请听我读。
As you find it, please listen as I read.
第二章第四节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Nevertheless, I have one thing against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
好，再睇约翰福音。
Let's also turn to the Gospel according to John.
21章。
Chapter 21.
头先领事嘅弟兄同我哋交通关于彼得嘅事情，就系记载喺呢一处。
As our brother who let him share with us the passage regarding Peter, it is found here.
我相信弟兄姊妹唔单止对呢一件呢、这个圣经熟悉，对呢件事情更加了如指掌。
I believe brothers and sisters are not only familiar with this matter in the Bible, but also very familiar with this situation.
咁又碰啱我哋。查经班上边，如果你个班里边读到第五章，彼得前书第五章，我相信你更加熟啦。
Especially for us in Bible study, especially if you have been into 1 Peter chapter 5, when we're looking into that passage, we're even more familiar with this.
嗱，好唔好？我哋由约翰福音二十一章第十五节开始读，只系读十五、十六、十七呢几节。
We'll look into John chapter 21, verses 15, 16, and 17.
约翰福音二十一章，找到的请听我读二十五节。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。
John chapter 21 verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, thou lovest me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep.
请我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank thee.
你的爱是 无微不至。
Thy love is ever so caring for us.
你个爱系伟大嘅爱。
Your love is a great love.
主啊，喺我哋呢个人嘅身上边。
My Lord, upon us.
主啊，你要求你要得着嘅仍然系爱。
You still require upon us that love.
主啊，但愿今朝早上，主啊，你直接嘅向我哋讲说话。
Lord, may you speak directly to us this morning.
好叫我哋呢个人。在你的面前不是一个有知识的人。
So that we would not only be an individual with knowledge before thee.
但愿我们实际地活在你的面前。
So that we would practically live in thy presence.
让主你寻找到在我们身上面有爱。
So that Lord you can find love upon us.
求主怜悯我们。
Lord have mercy upon us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你记得我们一直是用一件事这个做题目来到交通。
Brothers and sisters, you still recall that we use the theme of one thing as our topic.
你记得第一次是讲我们讲到大卫他有一件事。
Remember the first time we shared on David, he had one thing.
我们也都交通过保罗他在他保罗的身上面也有一件的事情。
We also shared upon Paul, there was one thing upon him.
在玛利亚的身上面主提到亦都有一件事系好紧要嘅。
Upon Mary, the Lord also mentioned there was one thing very important.
所以喺呢啲圣经嘅人物，神所用嘅仆人侍女嘅身上边。
In these characters in the Bible, the servants and the maidens which the Lord used,
佢哋有喺呢个世上边好多嘅事情嘅中间，只有一件，佢哋系去寻找神，要得着神。
Upon all the things in the world, there's one thing upon them that they wanted to seek after in order to gain the Lord.
上一次亦同弟兄姊妹交通过，亦喺启示录里边所提到嘅以弗所教会。
Last time I also shared with brothers and sisters, there's one thing we mentioned that is in the church at Ephesus.
刚才我哋已经读过。
We have read that passage.
但今一次神唔系喺呢度嚟赞赏。
But this time, the Lord is not praising the church at Ephesus.
你看见神在这里责备。
We can see the Lord is there rebuking them.
他说，然而有一件事，神要责备你。
Nevertheless, I have one thing against thee.
神为什么要责备呢？
Now, why is it that God have a charge against them?
神为什么不是称赞他们，说你有很多的劳碌，有很多的忍耐，经过试炼，你又非常的忠心，神为什么不赞赏他这件事呢？
Why is it God did not praise them? Praise them for their work. Praise them for their patience that they've been tried and they were faithful.
而神只是说那件事情神要责备。
Yeah, God says, I have one thing against you.
就是你将起初的爱心来到离弃了。
That is, you have left your first love.
上一次我们提到这个起初的爱是一个完全的爱。
Now last time we may mention this first love is a perfect love.
是一个全心全意的爱。
Is a love that is wholehearted.
就是神爱世人这个爱。
That is the same love as God so loved the world.
这个起初的爱。
And this first love.
也是第一位的爱。
This is also the love in the first place.
就是说我们将主放在第一位。
That is we place the Lord in the very first place.
因为我们的主是毫无保留地将自己完全地给了我们。
Because our Lord himself without any withholding gave himself fully to us.
我们常常都在神的面前提到爱这个问题。
Oftentimes we mention about this matter of love before the Lord.
我估计在讲台上面也都讲了不知多少次关于爱的问题。
I believe even on the pulpit we share so many messages on this issue of love.
我们常常提到神的爱。
And we oftentimes mention about the love of God.
不单止提，我们并要时时的反省。
Not only do we mention about the love of God, we have to reflect often.
反省什么呢？反省，不是反省神对我们的爱，是反省我们对神的爱。
It's not reflecting just on the love of God, but it's reflecting on what our love is to God.
神对我们的爱，我们没话可讲的。
There's nothing, no doubt we have about the love of God toward us.
神对我们的爱也是毫无无微不至的。
His love for us is very caring.
神一直以我们为最宝贵的，圣经说 保護我們如眼中的瞳人這樣。
God's love is, for us is so caring, just as we are the treasure of His eye.
神一直以我們為寶貝。
That we are the treasure in God's eyes.
聖經說祂是一個為忌邪的神。
The scriptures tell us that God is a jealous God.
你知道愛的越多，你的妒忌就越多。
You realize that the more you love, the more jealous you are.
如今我們讀第啟示錄的時候，
Now as we read Revelation,
當他跟以弗所教會來到寫信的時候，
As the letter is written to the church at Ephesus,
神在那裡講出了他自己心裡面的話。
God spoke of the words in his heart.
他知道這個教會他有為主做很多的事情。
He knows well that this church has done much for him.
他也知道他們中間的品行為人如何。
He knows how their works, their deeds are.
但是神沒有因着他們所作的這些東西來到加上他們。
Yet, God did not praise them for their very work, their deeds.
不是說主不紀念。
It's not that God did not remember.
但是在神的心裡面。
But yet, in God's heart.
有一樣東西比這些更重要。
There's one thing even more important than these.
比人所做的這些事情更加重要。
It's even more than the deed, the work of man.
而這件事在神的心裏面是很重的分量。
And this matter is very weighty, very heavy in God's heart.
他就說，然而有一件事我要責備你。
God says, nevertheless, I have one thing against thee.
當神在這裡責備的時候，
As God was rebuking them,
我們要真的很仔細地來想一想，
We really must consider this in detail.
神為什麼會責備他們？
Why is it that God will rebuke them?
神為什麼要責備他們？
Why will God admonish them?
有時我們想想，我們都會有時責備人。
Sometimes when we consider ourselves, we might rebuke others.
如果你的小孩子，你的子女不聽話，
If our children they are disobedient,
你會責備他們。
We'll admonish them.
為什麼你不責備其他的小孩子？
Why is it that we don't admonish other children?
或者是隔離屋那個小孩子？
Why don't we admonish the neighbor's children?
他兩個一起這樣惹的，兩個都壞的。
They both were together, they both were just as naughty.
但你唯有責備你自己的子女。
But yet we only admonish our own child.
因為你對你的子女有特別的愛。
Because we have a special love for our child.
或者說你對他們有一個要求。
In other words, we have a requirement upon them.
對隔離屋那一個。
To the child of the neighbors.
你不是說不疼他的。
It's not that we do not care for them.
但是你可能對他們沒有要求。
Perhaps we don't have high requirement for them.
對他們沒有要求的時候，你就不會責備他。
And if we do not have the requirement upon them, we would not have the same admonishment.
你對他沒有要求，所以他做錯事情你不會責備他。
Since we don't have the requirement upon them, if they did something wrong, there will be no admonishment.
我們有時對弟兄姊妹很關心他們。
Sometimes for brothers and sisters, we care dearly for them.
那他們聚會遲到啊。
And so, perhaps they're late to the meeting.
我們就會責備他，下次不要這樣啊，不准遲到啊。
And so we admonish them, now don't do that again, don't be late next time.
听姐妹，因为你对佢有特别嘅要求。
Brothers and sisters, that's because we have a requirement upon them.
所以如果你对佢冇要求啊，多谢主又让我哋嚟到佢嘅面前。
We thank the Lord that we're able to come into His presence once again.
我哋读一处嘅圣经。
Let us read a passage in the Bible.
呢一节嘅圣经，上一次同弟兄姐妹交通嘅时候，其实已经系读过。
Actually, we already read this passage before last time when I shared with brothers and sisters.
这些日子以来，我们一直跟弟兄姊妹用一件事作为我交通的题目。
In these past days, I have used one thing as the theme of my sharing with brothers and sisters.
今早上，我继续用这个题目来跟弟兄姊妹交通。
This morning, I continue to use this theme in my sharing with brothers and sisters.
我记得应该是第五次用这个题目跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
I recall this ought to be the fifth time I used this theme in fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
我们看启示录第二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 2.
啟示錄第二章嘅第四節同埋第五兩節。
Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
揾到嘅請聽我讀。
As you find it, please listen as I read.
第二章第四節，然而有一件事我要責備你，就是你把起初的愛心離棄了，所以應當回想你是從哪裡墮落的，並要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就臨到你那裡，把你的燈台從原處挪去。
Nevertheless, I have one thing against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
好，再睇約翰福音。
Let's also turn to the Gospel according to John,
21 章,
chapter 21.
剛才領事的弟兄跟我們交通關於彼得的事情，就是記載在這一處。
As our brother who let him share with us the passage regarding Peter, it is found here.
我相信弟兄姐妹不單止對這一件這個聖經熟悉，對這件事情更加了如指掌。
I believe brothers and sisters are not only familiar with this matter in the Bible, but also very familiar with this situation.
咁又碰啱我哋查經班上面，如果你個班裏面讀到第五章，彼得前書第五章，我相信你更加熟啦。
Especially for us in Bible study, especially if you have been into 1 Peter chapter 5, when we're looking into that passage, we're even more familiar with this.
嗱，好唔好？我哋又約翰福音21章第15節開始讀，只係讀15、16、17呢幾節。
We'll look into John chapter 21 verses 15, 16 and 17.
約翰福音21章，揾到嘅請聽我讀15節。他們吃完了早飯，耶穌對西門彼得說：約翰的兒子西門，你愛我比這些更深嗎？彼得說：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。
John chapter 21 verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, thou lovest me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank thee.
你的爱是无微不至。
Thy love is ever so caring for us.
你的爱是伟大的爱。
Your love is a great love.
但主啊，在我们这个人的身上面。
The Lord upon us.
主啊，你要求你要得着的仍然是爱。
You still require upon us that love.
主啊，但愿今朝早上，主啊，你直接地向我们讲说话。
Lord, may you speak directly to us this morning.
好叫我们这个人在你的面前不是一个有知识的人。
So that we would not only be an individual with knowledge before thee.
但愿我们实际地活在你的面前。
So that we would practically live in thy presence.
让主你寻找到在我们身上面有爱。
So that Lord you can find love upon us.
求主怜悯我们。
Lord have mercy upon us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 所以弟兄姐妹，如果你记得我们一直是用一件事这个做题目来到交通。
Brothers and sisters, you still recall that we use the theme of one thing as our topic.
你记得第一次是讲我们讲到大卫他有一件事。
Remember the first time we shone on David, he had one thing.
Yeah, 我哋亦都交通过保罗，佢喺佢保罗嘅身上面亦有一件嘅事情。
We also shared upon Paul, there was one thing upon him.
喺玛利亚嘅身上边，主提到亦都有一件事系好紧要嘅。
Upon Mary, the Lord also mentioned there was one thing very important.
所以喺呢啲圣经嘅人物，神所用嘅仆人侍女嘅身上边。
And these characters in the Bible, the servants and the maidens which the Lord used.
佢哋有喺呢个世上边好多嘅事情嘅中间，只有一件，只有一件，佢哋系去寻找神，要得着神。
Upon all the things in the world, there's one thing upon them that they wanted to seek after in order to gain the Lord.
上一次亦同弟兄姊妹交通过，亦喺启示录里边所提到嘅以弗所教会。
Last time I also shared with brothers and sisters, there's one thing we mentioned that is in the church at Ephesus.
刚才我们已经读过。
We have read that passage.
但今一次神不是在这里来赞赏。
But this time, the Lord is not praising the church at Ephesus.
你看见神在这里责备。
We can see the Lord is there rebuking them.
他说，然而有一件事神要责备你。
Nevertheless, I have one thing against thee.
神为什么要责备呢?
Now why is it that God have a charge against them?
神为什么不是称赞他们说、你有很多的劳碌有很多的忍耐、经过试炼、你又、非常的忠心神为什么 不赞赏他们这件
事? Why is it God did not praise them? Praise them for their work, praise them for their patience that they've been tried and they were faithful.
而神只是说那件事情神要责备。
Yeah, God says, I have one thing against you.
就是你将起初的爱心来到离弃了。
That is, you have left your first love.
上次我们提到这个起初的爱是一个完全的爱。
Now last time we may mention this first love is a perfect love.
是一个全心全意的爱。
It's a love that is wholehearted.
就是神爱世人这个爱。
That is the same love as God so loved the world.
这个起初的爱
and this first love,
也是第一位的爱
this is also the love in the first place.
就是说我们将主放在第一位
That is, we place the Lord in the very first place.
因为我们的主是毫无保留地将自己完全地给了我们
Because our Lord himself, without any withholding, gave himself fully to us.
我们常常都在神的面前来到提到爱
Oftentimes we mention about this matter of love before the Lord.
我估喺讲台上边亦都讲咗唔知几多次关于爱嘅问题。
I believe even on the pulpit we share so many messages on this issue of love.
我哋常常嘅提到神嘅爱。
And we oftentimes mention about the love of God.
唔单止提，我哋并要时时嘅反省。
Not only do we mention about the love of God, we have to reflect often.
反省乜嘢呢？反省唔系反省神对我哋爱，系反省我哋对神嘅爱。
It's not reflecting just on the love of God, but it's reflecting on what our love is to God.
神对我哋嘅爱，我哋冇话可讲嘅。
There's nothing, no doubt we have about the love of God toward us.
神对我哋嘅爱亦系毫无无微不至嘅。
But His love for us is very caring.
神一直以我哋为最。宝贵的圣经说保护我们如眼中的瞳人这样。
God's love is, for us is so caring just as we are the treasure of his eye.
神一直以我们为宝贝。
That we are the treasure in God's eyes.
圣经说他是一个为忌邪的神。
Scriptures tell us that God is a jealous God.
你知道爱的越多你的妒忌就越多。
You realize that the more you love, the more jealous you are.
如今我们读启示录的时候
Now as we read Revelation,
当他跟以弗所教会来到写信的时候
As the letter is written to the church at Ephesus,
神在那里讲出了他自己心里面的话
God spoke of the words in his heart.
他知道这个教会他有为主做好多的事情。
He knows well that this church have done much for him.
他也知道他们中间的品行为人如何。
He knows how their works, their deeds are.
但是神没有因着他们所做的这些事
Yet God did not praise them for their very work, their deeds.
不是说主不纪念,
it's not that God did not remember.
但是在神的心里面,
but yet in God's heart,
有一样东西, 比这些更重要,
there's one thing even more important than these.
比人所做的这些事情更加重要,
it's even more than the deed, the work of man.
而这件事在神的心里面是很重的分量,
and this matter is very weighty, very heavy in God's heart.
他就说,
God says, nevertheless, I have one thing against thee.
当神在责备的时候,
as God was rebuking them,
我们要真的很仔细地来想一想,
we really must consider this in detail.
神为什么会责备他们?
Why is it that God will rebuke them?
神为什么要责备他们?
Why will God admonish them?
有时我们想想, 我们都会有时责备人,
sometimes when we consider ourselves, we might rebuke others.
如果你的小孩子、你的子女不听话,
if our children they are disobedient,
你会责备他们,
we'll admonish them.
为什么你不责备其他的小孩子?
Why is it that we don't admonish other children?
或者是隔壁屋那个小孩子?
Why don't we admonish the neighbor's children?
他们两个一起这么曳的,两个都坏的,
they both were together, they both were just as naughty.
但你唯有责备你自己的子女,
but yet we only admonish our own child.
因为你对你的子女有特别的爱,
because we have a special love for our child.
或者说你对他们,
in other words, we have a requirement upon them.
对隔壁屋那个,
to the child of the neighbors,
你不是说不锡他的,
it's not that we do not care for them.
但你可能对他们没有要求,
perhaps we don't have high requirement for them.
对他们没有要求的时候,
and if we do not have the requirement upon them, we would not have the same admonishment.
你对他们没有要求, 所以他做错事情,
since we don't have the requirement upon them, if they did something wrong, there will be no admonishment.
我们有时对弟兄姊妹很关心他们,
sometimes for brothers and sisters, we care dearly for them.
他们聚会迟到,
and so perhaps they're late to the meeting.
我们就会责备他们下次不要这样了,
and so we admonish them, now don't do that again, don't be late next time.
弟兄姊妹,因为你对他有特别的要求,
brothers and sisters, that's because we have a requirement upon them.
所以如果你对他没有要求, 多谢主让我们来到他的面前,
we thank the Lord that we're able to come into His presence once again.
我们读一处的圣经,
let us read a passage in the Bible.
这一节的圣经, 上一次和弟兄姊妹交通的时候, 其实已经是读过,
actually we already read this passage before last time when we, I shared with brothers and sisters.
这些日子以来, 我们一直跟弟兄姊妹用一件事作为, 我交通的题目,
in these past days, I have used one thing as the theme of my sharing with brothers and sisters.
今早早, 我继续用这个题目来跟弟兄姊妹交通,
this morning I continue to use this theme in my sharing with brothers and sisters.
我记得应该是第五次,
I recall this ought to be the fifth time I use this theme in fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
我们看启示录第二章,
let us turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章的第四节和第五两节,
Revelation chapter 2 verses 4 and 5.
找到的请听我读,
as you find it, please listen as I read.
第二章第四节, 然而有一件事我要责备你, 就是你把起初的爱心离弃了, 所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的, 并要悔改, 行起初所行的事, 你若不悔改, 我就临到你那里, 把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Nevertheless, I have one thing against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
好,再看约翰福音,
let's also turn to the Gospel according to John,
21章,
chapter 21.
刚才领事的弟兄, 和我们交通关于彼得的事情、啊、就是记载在这一处。
As our brother who let him share with us the passage regarding Peter, it is found here.
我相信弟兄姊妹不单止对这一件这个圣经熟悉，对这件事情、啊、更加、啊、了如指掌。
I believe brothers and sisters are not only familiar with this matter in the Bible, but also very familiar with this situation.
咁又碰啱我哋查经班上边，如果你个班里边读到第五章，啊彼得前书第五章，我相信你更加熟啦。
Especially for us in Bible study, especially if you have been into 1 Peter chapter 5, when we're looking into that passage, we're even more familiar with this.
嗱，好唔好？我哋由约翰福音二十一章第十五节开始读，只系读十五、十六、十七呢几节。
We'll look into John chapter 21, verses 15, 16, and 17.
约翰福音二十一章，揾到嘅请听我读十五节。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。
John chapter 21 verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, thou lovest me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep.
请我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank thee.
你的爱是无微不至。
Thy love is ever so caring for us.
你的爱是伟大的爱。
Your love is a great love.
主啊，在我们这个人的身上边。
My Lord, upon us.
主啊，你要求你要得着的仍然是爱。
You still require upon us that love.
主啊，但愿今朝早上主啊，你直接地向我们讲说话。
Lord, may you speak directly to us this morning.
好叫我们这个人在你的面前不是一个有知识的人。
So that we would not only be an individual with knowledge before thee.
但愿我们实际地活在你的面前。
So that we would practically live in thy presence.
让主你寻找到在我们身上边有爱。
So that, Lord, you can find love upon us.
求主怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 所以弟兄姊妹，如果你记得，我们一直是用一件事这个做题目来到交通。
Brothers and sisters, you still recall that we use this theme of one thing as our topic.
你记得第一次是讲，我们讲到大卫，他有一件事。
Remember the first time we shared on David, he had one thing.
Yeah, 我们也都交通过保罗，他在他保罗的身上面也有一件的事情。
We also shared upon Paul, there was one thing upon him.
在玛利亚的身上面，主提到也都有一件事是很重要的。
Upon Mary, the Lord also mentioned there was one thing very important.
所以在这些圣经的人物，神所用的仆人使女的身上面。
In these characters in the Bible, theservants and the maidens which the Lord used.
他们有在这个世上面很多的事情的中间，只有一件，只有一件，他们是去寻找神，要得着神。
Upon all the things in the world, there's one thing upon them that they wanted to seek after in order to gain the Lord.
上一次也跟弟兄姊妹交通过，也在启示录里面所提到的以弗所教会。
Last time I also shared with brothers and sisters, there's one thing we mentioned that is in the church at Ephesus.
刚才我们已经读过。
We have read that passage.
但今次 神不是在这里来赞赏。
But this time, the Lord is not praising the church at Ephesus.
你看见神在这里责备。
We can see the Lord is there rebuking them.
他说，然而有一件事，神要责备你。
Nevertheless, I have one thing against thee.
神为什么要责备呢？
Now, why is it that God have a charge against them?
神为什么不是称赞他们，说啊，你有很多的劳碌，有很多的忍耐，啊，经过试炼，啊，你又啊非常的忠心，神为什么不赞赏他这件事？
Why is it God did not praise them? Praise them for their work, praise them for their patience, that they've been tried and they were faithful.
啊，而神只是说那件事情神要责备。
Yeah, God says, I have one thing against you.
就是你将起初的爱心
That is, you have left your first love.
那上次我们提到这个起初的爱是一个完全的爱。
Now last time we may mention this first love is a perfect love.
是一个全心全意的爱。
It's a love that is wholehearted.
就是神爱世人这个爱。
That is the same love as God so loved the world.
这个起初的爱。
And this first love,
亦都是第一位的爱。
This is also the love in the first place.
就是说，我们将主放在第一位。
That is, we place the Lord in the very first place.
因为我们的主是毫无保留这样将自己完全地给了我们。
Because our Lord himself, without any withholding, gave himself fully to us.
我们常常都在神的面前来到提到爱。
Oftentimes we mention about this matter of love before the Lord.
我估喺讲台上边亦都讲咗唔多唔知几多次关于爱嘅问题。
I believe even on the pulpit we share so many messages on this issue of love.
我哋常常嘅提到神嘅爱。
And we oftentimes mention about the love of God.
唔单止提，我哋并要时时嘅反省。
Not only do we mention about the love of God, we have to reflect often.
反省乜嘢咧？反省唔系反省神对我哋爱，系反省我哋对神嘅爱。
It's not reflecting just on the love of God, but it's reflecting on what our love is to God.
神对我哋嘅爱，我哋冇话可讲嘅。
There's nothing, no doubt we have about the love of God toward us.
神对我哋嘅爱亦系毫无无微不至嘅。
But His love for us is very caring.
神一直以我哋为最。宝贵的圣经说保护我们如眼中的瞳人这样。
God's love is, for us is so caring just as we are the treasure of His eye.
神一直以我们为宝贝。
That we are the treasure in God's eyes.
圣经说他是一个为忌邪的神。
The scriptures tell us that God is a jealous God.
你知道爱的越多你的妒忌就越多。
You realize that the more you love, the more jealous you are.
如今我们读第启示录的时候，
Now as we read Revelation,
当他跟以弗所教会来到写信的时候，
As the letter is written to the church at Ephesus,
神在那里讲出了他自己心里面的话。
God spoke of the words in his heart.
他知道这个教会他有为主做好多的事情。
He knows well that this church have done much for him.
他也知道他们中间的品行为人如何。
He knows how their works, their deeds are.
但是神没有因着他们所做的这些东西来到加上他们。
Yet, God did not praise them for their very work, their deeds.
不是说主不纪念。
It's not that God did not remember.
但是在神的心里面。
But yet, in God's heart.
有一样东西比这些更重要。
There's one thing even more important than these.
比人所做的这些事情更加重要。
It's even more than the deed, the work of man.
而这件事在神的心里面是很重的分量。
And this matter is very weighty, very heavy in God's heart.
他又说，然而有一件事我要责备你。
God says, nevertheless, I have one thing against thee.
当神在这里责备的时候，
As God was rebuking them,
我们要真的很仔细地来想一想。
We really must consider this in detail.
神为什么会责备他们？
Why is it that God will rebuke them?
神为什么要责备他们？
Why will God admonish them?
有时我们想想，我们都会有时责备人。
Sometimes when we consider ourselves, we might rebuke others.
如果你个细蚊仔，你个子女唔听话
，If our children they are disobedient，
你会责备佢哋
，We'll admonish them。
点解你唔责备其他嘅细蚊仔
？Why is it that we don't admonish other children？
或者系隔篱屋嗰个细蚊仔
？Why don't we admonish the neighbor's children？
佢两个一齐咁曳噶，两个都坏噶。
They both were together. They both were just as naughty.
但你唯有责备你自己嘅仔女。
But yet we only admonish our own child.
因为你对你嘅仔女有特别嘅爱。
Because we have a special love for our child.
或者话你对佢哋有一个要求啊。
In other words, we have a requirement upon them.
对隔篱屋嗰一个。
To the child of the neighbors.
你唔系话唔锡佢嘅。
It's not that we do not care for them.
但系你可能对佢哋冇要求。
Perhaps we don't have high requirement for them.
对他没要求的时候，你就不会责备他。
And if we do not have the requirement upon them, we will not have the same admonishment.
你对他没要求，所以他做错事情，你不会责备他。
Since we don't have the requirement upon them, if they did something wrong, there will be no admonishment.
啊，我们有时对弟兄姊妹好关心他们。
Sometimes for brothers and sisters, we care dearly for them.
啊，那他们聚会迟到啊
！And so perhaps they're late to the meeting.
我哋就会责备佢，下次唔好咁样啦，唔准迟到啊
！And so we admonish them. Now don't do that again. Don't be late next time.
弟兄姊妹，因为你对佢有特别嘅要求。
Brothers and sisters, that's because we have a requirement upon them.
所以如果你对佢冇要求啊，多谢主又让我哋嚟到佢嘅面前。
We thank the Lord that we're able to come into His presence once again.
我哋读一处嘅圣经。
Let us read a passage in the Bible.
呢一节嘅圣经，上一次同弟兄姊妹交通嘅时候，其实已经系读过。
Actually, we already read this passage before last time when I shared with brothers and sisters.
呢啲日子以嚟，我哋一直同弟兄姊妹用一件事作为我交通嘅题目。
In these past days, I have used one thing as the theme of my sharing with brothers and sisters.
今朝早，我继续用呢一个题目嚟同弟兄姊妹交通。
This morning, I continue to use this theme in my sharing with brothers and sisters.
我记得应该系第五次用呢个题目同弟兄姊妹交通嘅。
I recall this ought to be the fifth time I use this theme in fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
我哋睇启示录第二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章嘅第四节同埋第五两节。
Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
揾到嘅请听我读。
As you find it, please listen as I read.
第二章第四节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Nevertheless, I have one thing against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen, and repent.And do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
好，再睇约翰福音。
Let's also turn to the Gospel according to John.
21章。
Chapter 21.
头先领书嘅弟兄同我哋交通关于彼得嘅事情，就系记载喺呢一处。
As our brother who let him share with us the passage regarding Peter, it is found here.
我相信弟兄姊妹唔单止对呢一件呢、这个圣经熟悉，对呢件事情更加了如指掌。
I believe brothers and sisters are not only familiar with this matter in the Bible, but also very familiar with this situation.
咁又碰啱我哋查经班上边，如果你个班里边读到第五章。彼得前书第五章，我相信你更加熟了。
Especially for us in Bible study, especially if you have been into 1 Peter chapter 5, when we're looking into that passage, we're even more familiar with this.
那好不好？我们由约翰福音21章第15节开始读，只是读15、16、17这几节。
We'll look into John chapter 21, verses 15, 16, and 17.
约翰福音21章 找到的请听我读25节。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
John chapter 21 verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, thou lovest me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep.
请我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank thee.
你的爱是无微不至。
Thy love is ever so caring for us.
你的爱是伟大的爱。
Your love is a great love.
但是主啊，在我们这个人的身上面。
But Lord, upon us.
主啊，你要求你要得着的仍然是爱。
You still require upon us that love.
主啊，但愿今朝早上主啊，你直接地向我们讲说话。
Lord, may you speak directly to us this morning.
好叫我们这个人在你的面前不是一个有知识的人。
So that we would not only be an individual with knowledge before thee.
但愿我们实际地活在你的面前。
So that we would practically live in thy presence.
让主你寻找到在我们身上面有爱。
So that, Lord, you can find love upon us.
求主怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 所以弟兄姊妹，如果你记得，我们一直是用一件事这个做题目来到交通。
Brothers and sisters, you still recall that we use the theme of one thing as our topic.
你记得第一次是讲，我们讲到大卫，他有一件事。
Remember the first time we shone on David, he had one thing.
Yeah, 我们也都交通过保罗，他在他保罗的身上面也有一件的事情。
We also shared upon Paul, there was one thing upon him.
在玛利亚的身上面，主提到也都有一件事是很重要的。
Upon Mary, the Lord also mentioned there was one thing very important.
所以在这些圣经的人物，神所用的仆人使女的身上面。
And these characters in the Bible, theservants and the maidens which the Lord used.
他们有在这个世上面很多的事情的中间，只有一件，他们是去寻找神，要得着神。
Upon all the things in the world, there's one thing upon them that they wanted to seek after in order to gain the Lord.
上一次也同弟兄姊妹交通过，也在启示录里面所提到的以弗所教会。
Last time I also shared with brothers and sisters, there's one thing we mentioned that is in the church at Ephesus.
刚才我们已经读过。
We have read that passage.
但今次神不是在这里来赞赏。
But this time, the Lord is not praising the church at Ephesus.
你看见神在这里责备。
We can see the Lord is there rebuking them.
他说，然而有一件事，神要责备你。
Nevertheless, I have one thing against thee.
神为什么要责备呢？
Now why is it that God have a charge against them?
神为什么不是称赞他们，说你有很多的劳碌，有很多的忍耐，经过试炼，你又非常的忠心。神为什么不赞赏他们这件
事？ Why is it God did not praise them? Praise them for their work, praise them for their patience, that they've been tried and they were faithful.
而神只是说那一件事情神要责备。
Yeah, God says, I have one thing against you.
就是你将起初的爱心来离弃了。
That is, you have left your first love.
上一次我们提到这个起初的爱 是一个完全的爱。
Now last time we may mention this first love is a perfect love.
是一个全心全意的爱。
Is a love that is wholehearted.
就是神爱世人这个爱。
That is the same love as God so loved the world.
这个起初的爱。
And this first love.
也是第一位的爱。
This is also the love in the first place.
就是说我们将主放在第一位。
That is, we place the Lord in the very first place.
因为我们的主是毫无保留地将自己完全地给了我们。
Because our Lord Himself, without any withholding, gave Himself fully to us.
我们常常都在神的面前来到提到爱这个问题。
Oftentimes, we mention about this matter of love before the Lord.
我估计在讲台上面也都讲了不知几多次关于爱的问题。
I believe even on the pulpit we share so many messages on this issue of love.
我们常常提到神的爱。
And we oftentimes mention about the love of God.
不单止提，我们并要时时的反省。
Not only do we mention about the love of God, we have to reflect often.
反省什么呢？反省不是反省神对我们的爱，是反省我们对神的爱。
It's not reflecting just on the love of God, but it's reflecting on what our love is to God.
神对我们的爱我们没话可讲的。
There's nothing, no doubt we have about the love of God toward us.
神对我们的爱也是毫无无微不至的。
But His love for us is very caring.
神一直以我们为最宝贵的，圣经说保护我们如眼中的瞳人这样。
God's love is, for us is so caring just as we are the treasure of His eye.
神一直以我们为宝贝。
That we are the treasure in God's eyes.
圣经说他是一个为忌邪的神。
The scriptures tell us that God is a jealous God.
你知道爱的越多你的妒忌就越多。
You realize that the more you love, the more jealous you are.
如今我们读启示录的时候。
Now as we read Revelation,
当他同以弗所教会来到写信的时候，
As the letter is written to the church at Ephesus,
神在那里讲出了他自己心里面的话。
God spoke of the words in his heart.
他知道这个教会他有为主做好多的事情。
He knows well that this church has done much for him.
他也知道他们中间的品行为人如何。
He knows how their works, their deeds are.
但是神没有因着他们所作的这些事来到加上他们。
Yet, God did not praise them for their very work, their deeds.
不是说主不纪念。
It's not that God did not remember.
但是在神的心里面。
But yet, in God's heart.
有一样东西比这些更重要。
There's one thing even more important than these.
比人所做的这些事情更加重要。
It's even more than the deed, the work of man.
而这件事在神的心里面是很重的分量。
And this matter is very weighty, very heavy in God's heart.
他又说，然而有一件事我要责备你。
God says, nevertheless, I have one thing against thee.
当神在这里责备的时候，
As God was rebuking them,
我们要真的很仔细地来想一想。
We really must consider this in detail.
神为什么会责备他们？
Why is it that God will rebuke them?
神为什么要责备他们？
Why will God admonish them?
有时我们想想，我们都会有时责备人。
Sometimes when we consider ourselves, we might rebuke others.
如果你的小孩子，你的子女不听话，
If our children, they are disobedient,
你会责备他们。
We'll admonish them.
为什么你不责备其他的小孩子？
Why is it that we don't admonish other children?
或者是隔离屋那个小孩子。
Why don't we admonish the neighbor's children?
他们两个一起这么曳的，两个都坏的。
They both were together, they both were just as naughty.
但你唯有责备你自己的子女。
But yet we only admonish our own child.
因为你对你的子女有特别的爱。
Because we have a special love for our child.
或者说你对他们有一个要求。
In other words, we have a requirement upon them.
对隔离屋那个。
To the child of the neighbors.
你不是说不锡他的。
It's not that we do not care for them.
但你可能对他们没要求。
Perhaps we don't have high requirement for them.
对他没要求的时候，你就不会责备他。
And if we do not have the requirement upon them, we would not have the same admonishment.
你对他没要求， 所以佢做错事情，你唔会责备佢。
Since we don't have the requirement upon them, if they did something wrong, there will be no admonishment.
啊，我哋有时对啲弟兄姊妹好，好关心佢哋。
Sometimes for brothers and sisters, we care dearly for them.
啊，咁佢哋聚会迟到喎。
And so perhaps they're late to the meeting.
啊，我哋就会责备佢。下次唔好咁样啦，唔准迟到啊。
And so we admonish them. Now don't do that again. Don't be late next time.
兄姊妹，因为你对佢有特别嘅要求。
Brothers and sisters, that's because we have a requirement upon them.
所以如果你对佢冇要求啊。